From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Barack Obama meets with the media for the final time as U.S. president. U.S. President Barack Obama is scheduled to hold his final news conference as the American leader today, sure to face questions about incoming President-elect Donald Trump, as well as his surprise commutation of the prison sentence for Army intelligence analysts who leak military documents. Obama leaves office Friday after 8 years in the White House, with Trump taking over when he's sworn in as the country's 45th president at noon on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. Obama adamantly fought against the Republican Trump in the presidential campaign, calling him the billionaire real estate mogul turned politician temperamentally unfit to serve as the U.S. commander-in-chief. But since the election, Obama has met with Trump and talked with him on several occasions as they work toward a peaceful transition in power. You can hear the news conference here on VOA beginning at 1900 UTC. Vice President Joe Biden warned European nations Wednesday to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections the same way that U.S. intelligence agencies say they're certain Russia did in the November vote in the United States.
With many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you.
Biden further accused Russia of working to unravel what he called the liberal international order and return to a world in which superpowers exerted control over nations in their sphere of influence. In addition to targeting democratic systems, Biden cited Russian aggression against their neighbors, including actions in Ukraine. This is VOA News.